Yesterday, President Trump said this about Zelensky and the Ukrainian negotiators.
His people loved the proposal. They really liked it. His lieutenants, his top people, they liked it.
And here's what happened after Zelensky went to 10 Downing Street and got another attaboy from the Coalition of the Willing.
Are we considering giving up any territory? We have no legal right to do so. According to Ukrainian law, our constitution, and international law, we have no moral right to do so either.
So Trump said that Zelensky's own people liked the proposal and were ready to negotiate. But Zelensky threw in another roadblock. And it came right after meeting with the British Prime Minister. This isn't the first time. In 2022, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson flew to Kiev, and the then pending peace deal died. And along with that, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians and Russians. This week, Keir Starmer met with Zelensky, and Zelensky turned around and rejected the current version of Trump's proposal. This isn't coincidence. This is a script written by British geopoliticians. And I have the documents to prove it. Last week, Trump released a national security strategy that threatens 120 years of British imperial policy. The Russians recognized it immediately and welcomed it. The European elites freaked out, recognizing that they are now the target of Trump's policies, as this headline from the Financial Times shows. But this is just the public face of a deeper conflict, which is what we're going to talk about today. This is Susan Kokinda, and I've been on the trail of British imperial subversion of the United States since the 1970s. For years, people couldn't see it. But what was behind the curtain is now out in the open because of Donald Trump's courage and reassertion of American principles. Before I give you the whole picture, please hit the like and share buttons and subscribe to our channel. Here's what I'm going to show you today. That the U.S. and the United Kingdom are officially in opposition to each other over Russia and Ukraine. Number two, Russia knows it. And number three, so do the elites, which is why some of them are recalibrating their policies. The release of Trump's new national security strategy last week put everyone on notice that the U.S. is done playing by the British geopolitical playbook, which has had Russia in its crosshairs since the 19th century. Trump wants the current war over, and not on terms favorable to Zelensky. And he told him so plainly.
Well, he's going to have to get on the ball and start accepting things. You know, when you're losing, because you're losing.
But the civilizationally failing Europeans won't let it end, which is why Zelensky came out of his meeting with Starmer, Macron, and Mertz with new demands, all of which are non-starters. Why? Because this isn't about Ukraine. This is about two completely different versions of how the world should work. And they're spelled out in black and white in two national security strategy documents. Let's line them up. Last week, Trump's national security strategy made headlines everywhere. But what did the media not tell you? That Britain had released its own national security strategy in June, presented to Parliament, quote, at the command of His Majesty. Notice something about that? By command of His Majesty. That phrase isn't ceremonial, it's constitutional, and this isn't just government policy. This comes from the Crown itself. So I'm going to show you direct contrast from these documents. Pay attention not just to the words, but to the entire worldview that they represent. First, concerning NATO expansion in Russia, the Trump strategy explicitly calls for, quote, ending the perception and preventing the reality of NATO as a perpetually expanding alliance. And the Trump doctrine continues, aiming to, quote, prevent unintended escalation or expansion of the war and reestablish strategic stability with Russia. The UK national security strategy, it identifies, quote, the most acute threat as that posed by Russia. And then it calls for, quote, strengthening NATO and fortifying Ukraine. One strategy stops NATO expansion and seeks stability with Russia. The other strengthens NATO and keeps Russia as enemy number one. But it's in the broader vision where the real clash emerges. Prime Minister Starmer, in his introduction to the British document, declares, strength remains the only effective response toward tyrants like Putin. And we stand unashamedly for freedom, democracy, and internationalism. And here is Trump. The United States will unapologetically protect our own sovereignty. This includes preventing its erosion by transnational or international organizations. So Starmer champions internationalism. Trump defends national sovereignty against international control. These aren't just different tactics. These are incompatible worldviews. And the entire British document is an exercise in the failed policy of the entire post-Cold War period, which the Trump strategy denounces, saying, after the end of the Cold War, American foreign policy elites convinced themselves that permanent American domination of the entire world was in the best interests of our country. The idea where the United States is the dumb giant for British imperial policies was perpetuated by American neocons, by people like Tony Blair, and the entire Anglo-American foreign policy establishment. And Donald Trump has just declared that it's over. This terrifies the British establishment because if America stops playing global enforcer for the rules-based order, their entire system is going to collapse, and their 80-year run of Anglo-American imperial control is going to come to an end. For decades, the architects of the old system have controlled the narrative. They've used their media, their think tanks, their embedded agents to present their view of strategic reality, which will keep you in a world of communists versus capitalists or authoritarians versus democracy. But subscribers to Promethean Action know that the real battle is between the American system and the British system. So use this link and subscribe to Promethean Action's free newsletter and get the strategic intelligence that you need to understand these monumental shifts. Because when you see Zelensky and the British Prime Minister making their stand on territorial integrity, you'll understand what they're really defending. They're defending a world where the global imperial elite treat every nation as a pawn on their geopolitical chessboard, and Trump just kicked it over. And Russia sees it, and they're responding. This is what the Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said about the new U.S. doctrine. This strategy corresponds in many ways to our vision. We see wording against confrontation and in favor of dialogue, building good relations. We see that NATO should stop expanding. So for the first time in a decade, an American national security strategy is ready to treat Russia as a nation with legitimate interests and not a perpetual enemy. RT was even more blunt. Look at this headline. Trump has shattered the European liberal illusion. And in that article, here's what Russia's Valdai Club expert Zermanik said. This strategy is nothing less than a funeral bell for the post-Cold War fantasy world created by globalists, technocrats, and the architects of endless intervention. Trump accepts what the previous political class refused to face. Nations are back. Identity matters. Borders matter. Sovereignty matters. That's not Donald Trump speaking. That's the Russian media celebrating the end of the Anglo-American order. But here's the problem. The Russians understand that Trump is not the only player in this strategic battle. Go back to Kremlin spokesman Peskov, who said, what they call the deep state does everything differently. And Peskov is right to be cautious, because even as Trump publishes his revolutionary strategy, British assets embedded in our institutions are working to undermine it. Some will publicly sabotage and resist, like Starmer and his European cronies. But some are playing the long game. Some have already accepted they can't stop Trump right now. So they're planning for 2028 to get someone more malleable back in power, to restore the rules-based order. If that sounds familiar, it's because this is exactly what the House of Lords laid out in 2018 in a foreign policy review, where they came to the conclusion that the Anglo-American special relationship might survive one term of Donald Trump, but not two. And so you got Russiagate and COVID and what happened with the 2020 election. They stopped a second term back then, but Trump is back and they're running the same playbook for 2028. Several speakers at a recent Council on Foreign Relations webinar identified the problem implicit in Trump's national security strategy. And they recognize that the long-term problem for them now is J.D. Vance, because they know if he becomes president, the Trump revolution continues. Listen to Rebecca Listener. She's a senior fellow for U.S. foreign policy at the CFR. Listen to her lose her cool over the new security strategy and over J.D. Vance.
And this is really a stunning victory, I think, for the MAGA wing of the Republican Party that is represented most prominently by Vice President Vance. It's a sea change in U.S. foreign policy. If you think about the trajectory, especially since the end of the Cold War, where the United States has often been working to make the world safe for democracy, to spread liberalism and liberal universalism. This is actually foreshadowing a very different turn in American foreign policy, and one that should cause us to think about what it would mean to have the United States promoting an illiberal international order rather than a liberal international order. And the last thing I'll say about this is that this MAGA turn is unlikely to end with Trump. I think it presages what a Vance foreign policy might look like and what a future Republican president might do in order to use U.S. power to make the world safer for illiberalism.
It won't surprise you to find out that Lisner not only worked in the Biden national security apparatus with responsibility for Russia in Ukraine, but she was a lead author of Biden's national security strategy. The establishment knows if Vance wins in 2028, these policies become permanent, and the 80-year system doesn't just pause, it ends. So watch for attacks on Vance from inside the MAGA movement itself, like the claims that he's disqualified because of his ties to Palantir, or the attacks from outside, with groups like the Koch family's Americans for Prosperity, which is running around insinuating itself throughout the Republican Party with well-funded organizing seminars. They're waiting for the moment to support an establishment alternative to Vance. But there's another element to their long game. Look at this. That's J.P. Morgan Chase's Jamie Dimon draping their headquarters in London in the Union Jack for the King's birthday. Now look at what Jamie Dimon has just announced. A $1.5 trillion American resiliency initiative targeting the key sectors of Trump's manufacturing rebirth, like supply chains, advanced energy production, AI, and more. Every single sector which Dimon has targeted aligns with Trump's economic nationalism. Dimon isn't openly fighting Trump's vision. He's trying to control it. Because if you listen to Dimon, you know he's not on board with Trump's new strategic vision. So it shouldn't be a surprise that the key policy advisors on his resiliency initiative are all from the Bush wing of the Republican Party. People like Condoleezza Rice, people like Robert Gates, people like Paul Ryan. You can bet they have their eyes on retaking policy direction in 2028 in line with the British playbook. So here's where we are. Trump has published a national security strategy that explicitly rejects 80 years of British imperial control. Russia has publicly endorsed it. The Europeans are in a panic mode. And the British establishment is openly strategizing about how to survive until 2028. But the outcome isn't predetermined. History is being written right now, and it depends on whether Trump can maintain his political support to see this through, both in 2026 and in 2028. That means protecting allies like J.D. Vance from the inevitable attacks that come from both inside and outside the MAGA movement. And that will depend on whether enough Americans understand what's really at stake. This isn't about hot-button issues or political factions. This is about whether America will finally complete our revolution or whether we will allow the British Empire to reassert control. That's why Promethean Action doesn't just analyze. We organize people with ideas, strategy, and the tools to win this fight. Paying members of Promethean Action become part of a new institution, one that can direct this fight beyond the next news cycle. So please go to our website and support us with a membership or a contribution. Because the British think in terms of centuries. We need to think in terms of generations. Donald Trump is leading a once-in-a-generation fight, and the stakes couldn't be higher. This has been your Midweek Update. Thanks for watching.
PrometheanAction.com